You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's a Tuesday afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason. On the phone line is Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Thanks for being with us, Don. Kind of a rough night here in our neck of the woods. A lot of ice in the morning, skating rinks a lot of places. Does it get better or worse from this point forward?
Well, a little bit of both. It is going to get better. It's been a very trying last several weeks across most of the country from the Rockies east, and the system that brought the ice and the snow is going to be able to slip out of the area over the next 24 hours. Of course, the misery is just going to spread to the east and northeast, but we do see some moderation in temperatures later this week, this weekend, and into early next week. We're not going to be as cold and as stormy. Unfortunately, don't know if it's going to last too long. By the second half of March, the last 2.5 weeks of the month, it looks like it'll get stormy again.
Oh, so not out like a lamb for the month of March. April comes in hopefully a little better than that, I would think.
Well, we could hope, but there are plenty of the right things in place to keep March, the second half of it, and into early April, cooler than normal for most of the country from the Rockies east. A lot of the same weather features that were in place this winter to cause that. As we get to early spring, they still may be in place.
So I want to make sure about a couple of things. The guys that are the irrigators in Texas usually plant in March. I take it they're going to have a rough time doing that. And the Delta region usually would get started fairly soon, too.
Yeah, and those areas are we're going to have to keep an eye on. We've had some pretty far penetrations south here in late February and early March of some cold weather. And while I don't see anything looming in the short term, there's plenty of cold left this spring to be concerned about.
Anything in South America we should discuss for the day?
Not too much. I think as they're getting to the tail end of their season, there's nothing that stands out as being too much of a problem right now.
Have you checked on China and the northern growing regions there? Because they'll get started like we do eventually for the northern hemisphere growing season.
Well, as if we were to take a look, first of all, in terms of soil moisture conditions, most of China right now, soil moisture is pretty adequate, leaving winter and heading on into spring. So from that standpoint, conditions look good for them. But at the same time, it also is going to be a little bit like the United States, some stormy weather there. Things a bit unsettled. But I think as we look ahead, I think they're going to be in a good position, at least at the start of the growing season.
Thanks, Don, for taking the time with us.
Thank you.
And thanks, Don. Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us on this Tuesday afternoon, just a week away now from our All-Dag Outlook. You can still get your tickets. Hope you will at 217-333-7300 or online at willag.org. That's willag.org. We'll have a baker's dozen of our analysts, plus a couple of extras, including Chris Hurt and Murray Wise, to talk about livestock and land value. Sue Martin will be there to take up Ag Futures. Should be a fantastic day. If you've not made our premier event before, it really is an event to be at, and I hope you can join us next Tuesday at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. The Beef House lunch is included for the $25 price. Fantastic day. Find all the information at willag.org. We start at about 7:30 a.m. Central Time, Eastern Time, 8:30, run till roughly 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Hope you can make it at 217-333-7300. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.